Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about Shavuot. Rabbi Daniel Binder, he's Associate Rabbi at Or Sameach, Glen Hazel, CEO of the Or Sameach Johannesburg community. Good morning.
Good morning, Howard.
How are you?
Good to be here. Thank you.
So we were just chatting during that song. I remember one year being in Israel for Tikkun Lel, which is the night that we learned through the night. The whole experience was like 15 minutes. Here in the Southern Hemisphere, being winter, it's basically a three-day Tikkun Lel, isn't it?
Indeed, it's a pretty hardcore experience. It's several hours that those who want to stay up and do it properly tonight are going to be sitting in a shul, hopefully with heating, but probably not, let's be honest. And it's the kind of experience where you really have to know why you're doing this to make it into a meaningful experience. And I guess that's probably what we're here to talk about today.
Being in the desert and all of that, that cold night waiting for somebody to come down a mountain.
Okay, so, okay, you know more about this than I do, so that's
well,
great.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay. But where does this concept of Tikkun Lel, of learning through the night tonight, come from?
Okay, so there's two ideas going on. One of them is that this is the festival which is called the time when we received the Torah. More about that later. And therefore, we want to show our dedication to the Torah by spending a lot of time learning it. Therefore, what better thing to do at night than spend lots of time learning for that, learning Torah. So that's where that idea comes from. The other idea is that on that day in the year, the Jewish year, 2448, I think it was, when, am I right, was it 2338? 2338, sorry. A couple of hundred years out of mind. On that year when God was giving us the Torah, we actually woke up late that day. He had to sort of come around and wake us up. Therefore, the other idea is that we want to make sure that we're up early at the crack of dawn to show that we're pretty keen about things.
So once we oversleep.
We overslept on that day. We didn't wake up with the alacrity you would have expected. And therefore, the idea has emerged that people daven nets, people daven early, people make sure that their morning prayers are said early. So some people actually don't stay up all night learning. They will just get up and daven earlier. And so you've got this dual theme going on. There's the idea of spending a lot of time learning, and there's also the idea of making sure you daven early. So if you combine that, it's stay up all night and daven early. Either of those are good things to do by themselves. And anyone who feels they're not up to it and would benefit by having a good night's sleep, that's also perceived, certainly in this country, as being a sensible thing to do if it's going to mess you up for the next few days. But, it's important before people embark on this journey to understand what Shavuos is all about, really.
So what is this all about?
Okay, so this is one of the more...
What is this festival?
This is one of the more nebulous ones. What is it all about? And there's lots of questions that you could ask which make it all the harder to understand, really. So we were talking, a few weeks ago, we had the festival of Pesach, which celebrates freedom. We have the festival in a few months of Sukkot, which celebrates the fact that God protects us. It's not to do with the strength of our abode. It can be very flimsy. God's up there protecting us. This is the one where we really need to understand what it's all about. And we can't just say it's about getting the Torah, because you have another festival just after Sukkot, hot on the heels of Sukkot, called Simchat Torah, where we celebrate the Torah, we dance around shul with Sifrei Torah, with Torah scrolls, and that's really the one where we say we've got something here called the Torah, and we're so happy about it, and we celebrate. So all of that begs the question, what is this festival really about? What's going on? There's lots of other questions you could ask about it. For example, this festival is called Shavuot, which means weeks. Why is it called weeks? So one answer is because it took a few weeks to get up to this festival. But that's a bit like a sign in the beach saying, please don't throw stones at this sign. Why do I say that? Because if we're celebrating the fact that it took a few weeks to get here, then we're here now. What are we celebrating? That we've got to the festival, which took a few weeks to get to? What's the thing really about? So the popular perception has grown up that this is all about eating cheesecake, because people do a lot of that on Shavuot. But that's not really good enough. That's not going to answer the question. It's about something, a closer inspection tells us what it's really about.
And what is that?
It really is about eating cheesecake.
I thought that was a joke. All right.
Okay, so we need to understand what it's about. And that being the case, we have to sort of put ourselves into the mindset of the Jewish people back then. One idea which will help us understand what it's about is, I was talking to you a few days ago about this concept, the coronation. I spoke a few weeks ago about the coronation. A coronation is something where you know exactly what you're getting into. Somebody who's basically really the king turns up, and you are declaring that they're the king. This is very much not the case.
And they practice. They go through this process.
They go through it, and everybody knows what's happening. That's exactly what this is not about. Right. This is about taking it to a completely different level. This is about operating on a completely different sphere, something which you never understood before, something which is kind of beyond your realm of imagination. See, if we put ourselves into the mindset of our ancestors back then, we're trying to access what they were going through. They were being offered a deal, but normally when you're offered a deal, it's in terms that you understand. If somebody's saying, I can give you a set of rules which will make you better at what you're trying to do, then that's something you can understand. If somebody wants to embark on a training program to become a better football player, the idea is they know about football, they want to be a better player. Same with tennis. You know about tennis, you want to do it better. The deal on the table over here was, I'm going to offer you a completely different game, one which you wouldn't be able to understand yet. It's a completely different set of values. It will enhance your life. But based on where you are now, this would be something that's totally beyond you. There are going to have to be so many changes to your way of life. Is this a deal that you really want to sign on? And we did. And that was a great leap of faith.
Right. So it is all about that. And it's interesting. I think I read Jonathan Sachs talking about the fact that most nations, it develops the other way around. They're living in a country that becomes part of their identity. And if they're dispersed around the world, they take that with them. Here we were a nation without we became a nation without a country initially, which actually shows that the focus is very much this and not the geographical element to it.
Yeah, this was a sudden introduction to a whole new culture. Normally people want things that they can understand within their cultural paradigm. Mm. And the deal on offer here from God was, I'm going to offer you something which will be amazing once you're in it, but it's so far away from where you are now that life will look completely different, but it's good for you. And that really took a few weeks to get to. And to kind of summarize, this is not the kind of deal that people can sign up to lightly. Signing up to something which you're told on good authority will be amazing once you're doing it, but you would never be able to understand at all where you are now, is the kind of thing which you have to get ready for, which you have to prepare yourself for. So on some sort of level, what we are celebrating is not the fact that we became massive Torah scholars, massive people who are incredibly knowledgeable about Torah. It's about the fact that we got ourselves to the stage where we were able to say, and this takes time, Shavuot, it took a few weeks to get there, that's why it's called Shavuot, we were able to get to the stage where we could say, okay, this is something we want to do. We're celebrating the journey from being people who would be not very willing to get outside of our comfort zone to being people who said, yes, we will do that. It's about celebrating the fact that we were big enough to be able to look outside of our comfort zone. It's not about vast amounts of knowledge. It's not about a mature relationship with the Torah. That's Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah says we've learned the Torah, we've been through the cycle, we're happy to celebrate, we want to celebrate, we want to dance around shul with Sifrei Torah. This is about the fact that we made an incredibly difficult choice, but the right choice. And that's what we're celebrating on Shavuot, that we were big enough to step outside of what everything that was familiar to us and say, if God's got an offer on the table, however difficult it might seem, however far away that is from where we are now, we're prepared to do it.
So ultimately what you're saying is that this is the festival of faith. More so almost than, I mean, yes, of course, on Sukkot, we put our faith in God, and on Passover, we left as a nation and achieved freedom. We followed God and Moses into the desert. But actually, this is the acceptance of our faith and way of life.
I think the word faith is a confusing word, and something's lost in translation because it can mean different things. Mm. Faith can mean a religion, but faith can also mean a trusting in whoever you have faith in. So we have different ideas going on at different times of the year. So Sukkot, for example, is faith that God will be there to protect us, to look after our needs, to give us what we need. Shavuot is really the fact that it's a faith in a system which God is offering us. It's a faith that this will be good, even though we might not be able to understand it yet. So thousands of years ago, the day before the giving of the Torah, okay, we're about to be dropped in the system. We don't know what it will look like. And in fact, they came home and realized that the houses were not kosher. That's why we have milk food on Shabbat, because they realized, whoops, all the meat, all that hog roast we prepared yesterday isn't really gonna cut the bacon. Exactly. So that's going to be a major issue for us. But they didn't realize. They knew they were signing up to something that would bring with it a lot of change. So it's faith in the fact that if there's a deal from that God can give us a set of rules that will transport us to a whole different level. There are other festivals which celebrate faith on some sort of level. There's Pesach is faith that, God will redeem us. God has redeemed us and will do so again. So this is a belief that if God has a system to offer us, we are prepared to work on ourselves to get to the stage where we're prepared to step outside of our comfort zone. That, on some level, is what Traverse is about, and that's why people want to stay up all night thinking about that.
We do indeed. It is 8:51. Rabbi Daniel Bader, Associate Rabbi at Or Sameach Len Hazel, CEO of the Or Sameach Community, Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for that perspective.